Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Today I am taking my three boys camping for the very first time. We are out in our big backyard, and for supper I am inviting you to join us for a dish I had never heard of before moving to Poland called pieczonki. Pieczonki translates roughly to an open fire pot roast of sorts of potatoes, beets, and other veggies, meats. I'll get into that in a moment more. This is absolutely delicious. It's something that if you ever come here, you have to try this. Get your friends or family to make it for you. I'm going to show you how we make it step by step right now. Well, as you can see just behind me, we've got a small fire going. I've cut some fallen branches that I found out in the forest behind us for my fuel, and I've made a sort of makeshift fire pit out of some rocks I also found out in the woods. And right just behind me to my right, this is an iron cast cauldron that I'm going to use to roast all of my ingredients right over the fire. Isn't this thing great? We've been using this baby for over 10 years now. Take a look at its long legs for placing over the fire, and I love the way that these top screws just kind of screw down to keep everything secure inside. You know, maybe I'm weird, but this just excites me. So what goes into the Prost family's recipe for pieczonki? I've got everything pre-prepared, pre-cut. We're gonna go through it step by step, starting with cabbage leaves. We'll coat the bottom and the sides of our cauldron as the cabbage sort of insulates all the ingredients we'll put in. After the cabbage goes around and insulates the inside of our pot, we're gonna put in potatoes. We're gonna season those potatoes with simple salt and pepper. On top of the potatoes go the beets, red, delicious Polish beets. I've become a big beet lover over the years here. On top of the beets go some thick cuts of onion, slices of onion there. On top of the onion, carrot. Now, we used to make it with thick slices of carrot, but actually prefer just to kind of peel that carrot. We have the thin slices. It just kind of all goes together better, but that's up to you. My favorite sausage in the whole world is kielbasa śląska, which is Silesian sausage. Again, thick slices of that and a heap full of kielbasa śląska. The other meat we'll use is raw smoked bacon. I love to have that kind of diced up there and put on the sausage. And again, we are going to make two levels in this little pot. It's amazing how much it'll cook. We're going to repeat everything I've just said. The only difference is that we're going to put some dried marjoram toward the top there for seasoning. And the way we kind of close out the pot, it really depends on how you like it. We like to put a little bit more potato there, a little bit more beet on top, and we'll use that cabbage to close it all off. And the top of the pot will screw down on that cabbage. So really, again, the cabbage is a great insulator and keeps all those juices and flavors in there. All right, off we go to cooking. Now with all of our ingredients inside, we will seal that lid and place it securely on the fire. For the first few minutes, we want the flames to reach up along the sides of the pot. We want to get everything nice and warm in there. We'll let the flames die down a bit for the longer part of the cooking, and we'll feed the fire as need be. I'm going to remove our cauldron after about 45 minutes. I'm gonna open it up and just see how everything is cooking inside. I like my veggies to be super soft. We generally cook between 2 to 3 hours, but it's not uncommon for people I know to remove the pot and eat everything up in under an hour. It really depends on you and your taste and how hard or soft you want the ingredients inside. So here it is. I've got some of my sausage, my beets, my carrots, the potatoes, onion, all together. I'm gonna try to get everything on one fork for one bite. Here we go. Words cannot describe this if you have not tried this and you're planning a trip to Poland. This has to be first on your list. This is so delicious. Pieczonki, pot roast on the open fire in the countryside, camping, wherever it may be. Thanks so much for watching today. I appreciate your viewership. If you have any questions or comments, put them in the comment section. Maybe I'll answer them. Maybe somebody else will answer the questions for me. If you have not subscribed to my channel, what are you waiting for? Click the button right here on these delicious pieczonki so you don't miss out on the future episodes. Thank you and see you next time.